favorite musicians and favorite people. Wayne Henderson, what's his name?
George.
And that I myself are going to play a little bass with him. And Mary was kind enough to write something out for me, which I put in my pack, and I can't be there. I'm sorry about that. There are things about Robin that, as students and guitar students, and throughout the week, you'll get to hear. You'll get to hear that between the two of them, they've traveled to many, many countries that I don't think I could get the name straight. Japan, whether it's Bohemia or Latvia, I might get that wrong. They traveled, they played in Kent, Ohio, which made me real happy. Between the two of them, they're wonderful pickers. You probably know that Wayne Henderson builds some of the finest guitars you're ever going to hear, and I'm a proud owner of number 127. I'm one of the lucky at 207. But there are many more interesting and fun and personal things about Wayne and Robin that I hope you have the chance to get to know over the week. And one thing that I think is really important is Robin says that Wayne really is a pretty decent fisherman.
Oh,
yeah.
I wasn't no use to bring that up. Get to the top fell that. That's the last time I'm going to hire her to be an MC.
I don't like her.
There wasn't nobody else here that said anything about that. We went fishing one time and Robin caught a big one and I didn't catch one. And I still think it was an accident. It had to be an accident. Well, we're going to try to pick some tunes for you. Not talking more about fishing. Disturbed, I can't even pick the first tune here now. Let's see, what are you going to do?
You want to do the Alabama Jubilee?
Yeah, let's do that.
Step. One-legged Joe dancing round on his toe. To away his crutches holly, I let him go. Because it's hail, hail, the gang's all here for the Alabama Jubilee. Can I pick holly?
thank you.
Barbara
can do a she'll get around to it. You can't hold her down for long. She'll break loose here in a minute. Robin, what's a good tune?
Let's do that boogie thing we was playing a little bit.
The guitar boogie? Yeah, we're all the time playing fiddle tune. That's sort of what we do out here pretty much all the time. And this is one of the only tunes I know of that's actually a guitar tune, isn't it?
Yep.
Named after a guitar and everything. One guitar boogie. It's in my guitar's favorite key, the boogie key. Thank you. We ain't having no fun, but we're making a lot of money. Heard I get that back.
Maybe. I can't remember.
Why don't you pick us a good fiddle tune, Rob?
How about one called, we call it back home, we call it Poker River Blues, but you call it East Tennessee Blues, don't you?
Yeah, it's closer home.
All right.
Thank you.
everything I knew.
Well. Let's do the flop-eared mule.
All right.
And I used to like to do that for my mother-in-law when I had one.
Was that you who said that? That was you who said that, wasn't it? I'll be trying to remember for you who said that.
Sounds to me like. It's really a pleasure to get to pick with Robin Barr. This is the only place I get to play with him all year, I reckon, pretty much. And it's one of the major thrills of coming to Augusta, is getting to pick with Robin and all the other students and everybody else that we pick with. We only get to do one time a year. And I wandered off a little bit there on that. That wasn't a mistake, it's just a poor selection of notes. That happens every once in a while, you know, and since we haven't, you know, got to practice since last year, I reckon.
like to do the Cincinnati rag.
Oh, that's a... I'm going to be having to get out the rag here when I'm saving. This is an old tune that we played a little bit the last time we practiced a little, you know, 5 hours away from each other, so whatever it is, but I think we both got it down. Enough to do it. Anyway, I'm going to try to hang with you if I possibly can.
All right.
And, this is an old tune called Cincinnati Rag. And Marv, I know that's pretty close to you, isn't it?
Well,
Cincinnati. I figure everybody must play it up there. Hey, Robin, you going to kick off with thank you. Old tune called Cincinnati Rag. And Robin has another good job there, I tell you. Robin said I could tell you a little story about my little community down where I live. I live in a place, I know a couple of people have been there, live in a place called Rugby, Virginia. That's what's stamped in all my guitars, but there ain't but 7 people live there. And I mean, anytime I can see this many people, it's a big crowd to me, you know. Anyway, he said I could tell this little story about this old farmer down there. And Robin gets nervous when I start telling the stories because sometimes you don't know what might... I thought there was nothing real bad in this one, but... anyway, this farmer had three sons, and they were out doing their chores in the barn lot. And he had one son that was getting up about 16 years old. And he went up to his dad and said, "Pops, you know, I'm getting 16 years old. Don't you think it's about time that I was getting me a car?" And his dad said, "Son, look right over across the fence beside the barn. See that big John Deere tractor sitting over there? Then as soon as we get that thing paid off, we'll talk about getting you a car." So that's okay. But his other son there heard that, and he run up wanting something too. He said, "Dad, I'm 12 years old now. And if I had me one of those four-wheelers or a motorcycle, either one, I could really help out on the farm here. I could get a lot more stuff done and all that." And so he told him the same thing. See that big John Deere tractor over there? As soon as we get that thing paid off, said, we'll definitely talk about getting you a four-wheeler. That'd probably be the best thing to do more work around the farm with. And he had another little son there. He was about 6 or 7 years old. He said, he went and said, "Dad," he said, I'm big enough to ride a bicycle now, I think." And said, "I think it's time I was getting one." And he told him the same tale. He said, "Son, as soon as we get the tractor paid off, we will talk about getting you a bicycle." And about that, while they was talking, here come an old hen running right across the barn lot, right smack in front of him, and a rooster right behind her. You know, I don't know who y'all raised on the farm or not, but you know that operation goes on. Anyway, that rooster jumped right smack dab on top of that old hen right there in front of them. That little old boy, 7-year-old boy, kicked that rooster. Must have been 10 feet over all the way across the fence. And he said, "They don't nobody ride around here till the John Deere's paid off."
Thank you.
Thank you.
The old sweet Georgia Brown there.
Why don't you play the ball game song there?
Okay, let's do that. This is one I really like to do. This is a song, I think everybody probably knows this. And I bet if y'all would sing out real loud, and I can't sing a lick, and as you heard a while ago, Robin can't sing much, I don't think.
I can carry a tune, I just can't remember the words.
Sure can't pick. If you pick like that, you don't need to sing. But if y'all would...
if you sing it, I can hum it.
I want y'all to sing it. We're going to play through this tune like we do lots of them, slow a couple of times, then we're going to speed it up and make an instrumental tune out of it. But we're going to, I bet you know it, won't even have to tell you what it is. But sing out real loud on two rounds of it, both times. Just sing the same thing over whatever, maybe it's got one bunch of words or whatever. But, I don't know. Old tune written by maybe Abner Doubleday or somebody like that. 100 and some years ago.